From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this update. The Dunleavy administration's number two faced skepticism over the governor's budget proposal at an Alaska Native Issues Forum in Juneau. Republican Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer said Wednesday that steep cuts proposed stem from Governor Dunleavy's campaign promise to balance the budget and pay Alaskans a full PFD.
He feels like that's your money, that's your share of the oil wealth, and that belongs to you. And he also doesn't want any new taxes.
The former state senator said everything in the administration's proposed budget is negotiable. That was the theme of his speech to a couple of hundred people at a forum hosted by Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
Don't get too upset with the budget, but get involved. That would be my advice right now. It's just.
The forum only allowed questions in writing, but Tlingit and Haida Tribal President Richard Peterson stood up and broke format to register his displeasure.
We keep hearing about wanting to have conversations, yet these conversations aren't happening.
Meyer had earlier likened state services as ornaments on a Christmas tree. Peterson seized on that metaphor to criticize the Dunleavy administration's slashing core services.
It's really hard for me to settle for Charlie Brown's Christmas tree when we own the tree farm.
The lieutenant governor also dismissed questions about raising taxes on oil companies or instituting an income tax, saying that step would reduce investment. Resource development, he argued, is the state's best revenue source.
Oil companies now are investing big dollars up on the North Slope. And that money is going to trickle down to the state revenue and to more jobs and more more revenue to the state, which then gets passed on to you in education and other funding.
Meyer worked for ConocoPhillips during his time in the Senate. He parted ways with the oil company at the November election, according to his financial disclosure. And Norwegian Cruise Lines recently invited Juneau's city manager and mayor on a free cruise in April. The four-day trip between Vancouver, British Columbia, and Los Angeles will be the Norwegian Joy's inaugural voyage in the U.S. But as KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports, some assembly members at this week's meeting questioned the company's motives.
City Manager Rory Watt thought it would be a good experience for him and Mayor Beth Weldon to go on the cruise. He told the assembly his reasons on Monday night.
And I'm going to give you a really soft one. I think there is value that could be gained, and the value would outweigh the negatives, although I'm not going to push you very hard on this.
He also said he wouldn't be disappointed if he got to stay home. According to the city, Norwegian invited leaders from port communities all over the West Coast to drum up positive attention for the Joy. The new megaship will join its sister ship, the Norwegian Bliss, this summer. It will bring more than 5,000 passengers and crew to Southeast Alaska each week. Watt said the trip could be an opportunity to learn firsthand how other communities are dealing with growth in cruise tourism.
Specifically, how they impose fees, how they expend fees, the types of services that they provide.
He also said the trip could be a chance for the city to improve its relationship with the cruise industry by talking to executives from Norwegian. An appeal is still possible in the lawsuit between Juneau and an industry group over how the city spends money from its cruise ship passenger head tax. Assemblymember Wade Bryson said the trip could be an important step forward.
To put our officials onto a inaugural trip lets them know that we don't have hard feelings.
But Assemblymembers Rob Edwardson and Lauren Jones both said they felt the offer was meant to influence city officials. Jones said the city could find other ways to learn about the inner workings of cruise ships.
It would be just as easy, I think, to have an all-day seminar when it's docked all day in Ketchikan or docked all day in Juneau and invite all those people.
The city's conflict of interest code restricts accepting gifts of $50 or more. According to the city, Norwegian offered the cruise for $99 to anyone who couldn't accept the free trip. Assemblymember Maria Gladyshevsky said she would support the trip only if the city paid for it.
I think both the manager and the mayor would benefit from understanding all of that. And I also think that they should pay for that.
In the end, the assembly rejected the invitation with a vote of 5-2, with one assembly member absent. Mayor Weldon recused herself. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Over the past 5 years, more students who graduate from Juneau high schools are ready for college. That's according to the University of Alaska Southeast. But as KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports, whether you see improvement depends on what you're looking at.
Each year, a few dozen students graduating from Juneau high schools choose to stay in town for college. They enroll at the University of Alaska Southeast. UAS Provost Karen Carey says those students haven't always had an easy time when they get there. But recently, she says, things have been looking up.
Our students are being much more successful now at the college level, so we are very pleased about that.
Carey says more and more Juneau High School graduates are arriving at UAS and across the University of Alaska, ready for college. She shared the good news with the Juneau School Board in February and explained how it's measured. At UAS, college ready means you don't have to take any remedial courses below college level. Those are typically math and English courses that get students up to speed. Remedial courses don't earn students any credit toward a degree, but they cost just as much as credit-earning courses.
And so in some cases in the past, we had students taking those courses two, three, four times and were paying for those courses out of pocket, but weren't getting any college credit at all.
In just the past 5 years, the number of Juneau graduates who had to take at least one course below college level when they reached the UA system has fallen dramatically, from over half to just one in five. UAS and Juneau School District are calling it a win, but not everyone is convinced.
It's misleading for families.
That's Herb Schroeder. He's vice provost for the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program at the University of Alaska Anchorage. A couple years ago, he led a study that looked at college readiness of Alaska high school graduates over a 10-year period. The findings were not encouraging, especially for Juneau. Schroeder questions the sunnier UAS report. That's because while his study used national standards to define college-level coursework, UAS sets its own bar, and it sets it lower. Schroeder is troubled that high schools and colleges in Alaska are making up their own definitions of college readiness. But UAS Provost Karen Carey sees it differently. She says she won't agree or disagree with the national standards.
I think you have to know your individual students and what your population looks like.
And Carey says for UAS students, their definition of college ready makes sense. It includes two courses that fall short of the national standards, one in math, one in English. Those courses don't count toward general education requirements at UAS. They're prerequisites for qualifying courses. But Carey says placing into them doesn't necessarily mean extra semesters and extra dollars for students.
Those courses can count toward electives or toward other things that the student might need in their program. They get college-level credit.
For an explanation of why more Juneau graduates are coming into college well-prepared, Carey points to changes the Juneau School District made 5 years ago. That's when the high school graduation requirement was raised to 3 years of math and 4 years of English, and the district rolled out a more rigorous curriculum for both math and language arts. Of course, success in college is ultimately not about how you start, but how and if you finish. Juneau students have a higher four-year graduation rate from UA schools than the state average, but it's still just one in five. That too could change. The first class of Juneau High School students who had to clear that higher bar started college 4 years ago last fall. It remains to be seen just how many of them will walk across UA stages this spring, diploma in hand. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
And in other news, Congressman Don Young hit a milestone today. He's now the longest-serving Republican member of Congress in history. Young has surpassed the previous record of 46 years held by Representative Joseph Cannon of Illinois, whose tenure started in 1873. Young was first sworn into office in March 6, 1973. He says of all the work he's done, the most significant was the bill approving the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, a project that transformed the state.
There's no Alaskan right now isn't somehow touched by what I've been able to do in Congress. And people say, well, that's kind of presumptuous, but you think everybody gets a permanent dividend check. That was my bill. And people forget that, but I'm going to remind them again.
But when Young is featured in the national press, it's usually for his more colorful episodes. Young says it's fine with him if he's associated with episodes like those.
No, it don't bother me because it's me.
In fact, Young says he's likely to create some more colorful moments in the years to come. We'll have more on that story on tonight's Alaska News Nightly. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of tonight, it's clear and lows around 10. For Thursday, sunny and highs around 40. You're listening to KTOO.